Why are you staring at me?
I'm not staring at you. I'm thinking.
Why are you thinking at me?
James, I'm not thinking at you. I'm thinking about you. Oh, James. Honey, we all thought you were going to be so happy to find out your daddy is alive.
Florida, I've always known he was alive.
What? And you didn't tell me? James, we're husband and wife. We never kept anything from each other.
Florida, this happened before we got married. It ain't in your jurisdiction.
Well, sometimes it's good to talk about these things.
Not this, Florida. I've been keeping it up inside me because it just hurt too much to tell anybody about it, even you.
Honey, what could he have done that's hurting you so all these years?
Well, Florida, over 35 years ago, we had a whole family just like you and me got right now. And then this man, my beloved father, walked out on us.
You mean he just up and left just like that?
No. One day he said he was going out to the store for a loaf of bread and he never come back. I guess after everybody else had give up on him, I couldn't. I mean, I just kept sitting there waiting, hoping he'd come back. And I must have loved him more than all the rest of them because I never stopped waiting for him.
You don't have to wait for him anymore, James. He's here now. You can see him.
I don't want to see him, Florida. I mean, I love him, but I hate him for what he did. I don't know how I'd act. I mean, I might break down crying. I might throw him out on his butt. One way or the other, it's better that he leave. He won't mind. He's done it before.
Oh, now, come on, y'all. Get off my back. It just kind of slipped out.
The size of your mouth, your whole body could just slip out. I know your brains left ages ago.
Yeah, that's right. But I still don't understand why Daddy doesn't want to see his own father.
Ready for the surprise of the century? Introducing Henry Evans. Ta-da!
Oh, hi, Grandpa.
Hi.
Hello, children. How are you?
Fine.
Fine.
Thanks. I brought in the surprise. Where is the surprise-y?
JJ gave it away, and Daddy was so overwhelmed, he went into his room, and he's probably crying for joy.
Yeah, right. Where is your mother?
She's applying the Kleenex.
Kleenex?
Grandpa, this is your youngest grandson, Michael.
Hi, Grandpa.
Michael.
Saying grandpa sounds kind of strange. I'm not used to it yet.
Yeah, well, Michael saying grandson is something I always wanted to do.
And this is JJ. I'm afraid he's your grandson, too.
Well, that suits me just fine.
Grandpa Henry, you look just like I thought you was gonna look. Big with muscles. Must run in the Evans family. You started it off with the big muscles, then Dad came along with the big muscles, then...
came bones.
Selma, how long are they gonna be in there?
Daddy's so happy. He's probably trying to get himself together.
Yeah, but I wanna...
Grandpa, how long were you a cook on the ship?
Selma, there are some dude would swear that I made meals for John Paul Jones.
Oh.
Well, then maybe you can give Thelma some advice. Around here, we call her old salt. Everything she cooks tastes old and salty.
Now, JJ, I can't believe that Thelma's a bad cook.
I'm not.
They're always teasing each other. I wish they would come out. Henry is dying to see his son. Michael, Grandpa,
why don't you tell us some of the places you've been to?
Oh, Michael, I've been to a lot of different places. Africa, Europe, Asia, South America.
I bet with all the sights you've seen, you've never seen a sight like JJ.
You got some nerve talking about sights. If the Leaning Tower of Pisa had seen you, it would have straightened up.
Come on, don't argue in front of your grandfather.
No, let him alone. I'm enjoying it. I finally got a chance to meet my grandchildren. And that means a lot to someone when they reach my age.
I can understand that. I think I'm going to go in there and get them out.
Oh, we don't think they'll be out in a minute, Alona.
Yeah, I don't think Dad's got to the bottom of the Kleenex yet.
Don't your father want to see me?
What would make you guys a question like that?
Florida?
Florida?
Hello, Henry.
James picked him one fine wife, I can tell you that.
Thank you.
Flo, where is James? Is anything wrong?
Oh, no. He was just thinking, and he said he wanted to look right for the occasion, so he's changing into his other suit.
But Dad's only got one suit.
Well, look, you don't have to put me on. I know what you're doing, and I know what the kids are doing.
But I don't know what they're doing.
James don't want to see me, right?
I'm sorry, Henry. But give him a little time. Maybe he'll change his mind.
Yeah, well, I was hoping after all these years, the hurt would disappear. I guess it's too deep. And anyway, it don't make sense after all this time I come barging into your lives. So I'll just say goodbye.
Henry.
Yeah?
He's right in there. Maybe he's really waiting to see you. There may never be another chance.
Well, I come this far. Wish me luck, daughter.
Oh, I do.
Jimmy? Jimmy? Hi, you've really grown.
Grown? Well, what you expect, man? It's been over 35 years.
No, I mean you're a big man.
Well, I've had to be a big man ever since a big man in our house walked out.
Well, I guess you haven't recognized that I've changed a little, quite a bit. I put on a little weight.
Well, I guess when you only got one mouth to feed, it's easy to eat good, ain't it?
May I sit down?
Yeah, you can sit down if you can find a chair. Because that might not be too easy for you. Seems to me you once misplaced a house and a whole family.
Son, I know how you feel. Don't you want to hear my side of the story?
Oh, man.
Jimmy, my walking out on your mother and my little children was the hardest thing I ever did.
Hard? All you had to do was put one foot in the front of the other and keep walking. That's real hard.
Jimmy, it couldn't be helped. I wasn't making enough money sharecropping to feed a tick. There was no jobs anywhere. So my leaving only meant one less mouth to feed.
And you think that was a good enough reason to split? Huh?
I thought so at the time.
Well, I got you to thank for one thing. Well, I tell you, there's a lot of days around here we know whether he's gonna make it or not. I must inherit your stubbornness. Because there's one thought that never crossed my mind. That was walking out. See, because I knew how my family was gonna feel. So I stayed, man. I stayed.
I guess you're right. Maybe I should have stuck it out. Well, that's been over 35 years. I'm a different man now. When I left Mississippi, I bummed around for a long time looking for work. A long time before I went to sea. And when I was able to send some money home, you all had gone.
Yeah. Oh, man, how come you never tried to find me? I ain't never got a postcard or a phone call, nothing. Where you been, man?
I tried to find you at first. But then nobody knew where you went. If it wasn't for Thelma, I still wouldn't know where you were.
Yeah. Well, that don't cut no ice with me. Well, I really used to look up to you. I swore the sun rose and set on you. We sure missed out on a lot of fun together.
Jimmy, I missed over 35 years without a son.
And me without a father. Well, it's too late now. And neither one of us ever get it back.
Yes, I know. And this is a hell of a time to admit a mistake. Yes, I've been stubborn and full of foolish pride. And after all this time, I had some gall coming in here and calling you son. So maybe I gave that right a long, long time ago. So I guess I best be shoving off. But Jimmy, you've got to understand this. My leaving wasn't because I didn't love you. It was because I did.
Oh, man.
Bye, Jimmy.
Look here. We got some birthday cake and stuff. And you here, you might as well stay for the party.
You sure you want me to stay?
You was always one saying, don't ever waste no food, wasn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Y'all can get on with your birthday business. We got company.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, I knew everything would be all right between the granddad and dad or kid Dynamite!
Have mercy!
That's James's daddy, all right.
Well, Dad, let's see if you got enough air in that old inner tube to blow out those candles.
Don't forget to make a wish.
Thank you.
Honey, what'd you wish?
All right. I guess I wish for another 100 years to make up for the ones that me and Pop lost.